expected to, Swan said. Some third party is playing his own game. Yes. There were crows nearby. I could not mention names. The attackers definitely masqueraded as Lifetaker and Widowmaker? Absolutely. Then those men down there should panic if they see them again. Get the armor, Ram. Narion prowled relentlessly while we talked, putting in nothing, keeping one eye on the city, he said.
They're starting to move around.
We've been discovered?
I don't think so. They don't act like they expect trouble.
I went and looked. After watching a while, I hazarded a guess. The news is out. They're shook. Their officers are trying to keep them busy.
You really going to take a whack? Swan asked.
A little one. Just big enough to let Mogaba know he has friends on the outside. The day was getting on. I passed orders for the men to eat cold and keep moving. Ram showed up with our armor and animals. 2 hours of light. We ought to do something while they can see us. Narion said,
There's a group of 400-500 headed out south, mistress.
I checked. Hard to tell from so far away, but they looked more like a labor battalion than armed men on the march. Curious. A similar group was forming north of the city. Sindhu appeared.
They got the word about yesterday. They're bad rattled.
I lifted an eyebrow.
I got close enough to hear some talk. They're making a move. Don't know what it is.
Daring, Sindhu. You didn't hear where we could find Shadow Spinner, did you?
No.
I sent everybody off with instructions. Ram and I donned our armor. Ram said nothing the whole time. Usually he had some small talk, thoughtless but comforting.
You're awfully quiet.
Thinking. All what's happened in just a couple months. Wondering.
What?
If the world really is so black, it's time for the Year of the Skulls.
Oh, Ram. He was not a fast thinker, but an inexorable one, now suffering a crisis of faith brought on by events in the grove, but sprouting from seeds that had fallen earlier. He cared again. Kina was losing her hold. And damn me, I let Croker get past my defenses and turn me soft inside, too. I felt enough now that I could not just use and discard. Maybe that soft center was there all the time. Maybe I was like an oyster. Croker always thought so. Before we hardly knew one another, he wrote about me in ways that suggested he thought there was something special inside me. Those people down there took him. They destroyed his dreams and hamstrung mine. I did not give a damn about the Year of the Skulls or Kina. I wanted restitution. Ram, stop. I stepped close, placed a hand on his chest, looked him in the eye. Don't worry. Don't tear your heart out. Believe me when I tell you I'll try to make everything work out. He did trust me, damn him. A big, damn faithful dog look came into his eyes. Chapter 43 The Prabrin Dra Dra took Smoke's advice. He reread the old books about the Black Company's first visit. They told a tale of death and heartbreak, but reread as he might, he found nothing to indict the company returned from the north. The more he studied, the more he veered from the attitude Smoke wanted him to adopt.